Good morning. Welcome to Corinth Christian Fellowship. Thank you so much for worshiping with us online. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Easter, which is a Christian holiday. And Easter is a celebration of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Over 2 years ago, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was resurrected. And the question I have is, have you given any thought to what has Jesus been doing, or just what is Jesus doing since he was resurrected? Also, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Well, Jesus is alive and Jesus is at work. And this morning we're going to be using as a subject, Jesus is at work, from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. Jesus is at work. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 through 14. Hebrews 10, verse 10 through 14. And read with these words, by thee which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Question, where is Jesus right now? Well, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, at the right hand of the Father in heaven. According to Mark chapter 16, verse 19, so then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he will receive up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 in our text, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to him with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. We're going to be taking a look at four key points. How do we know that Jesus is at work? Well, Jesus is alive within every believer. Jesus is making intercessions for us. Jesus is our advocate when we sin, and Jesus is preparing a place for us in heaven. First, Jesus is alive within every believer. John chapter 15, verse 26, and Romans chapter 8, verses 9 and 10. But when the Comforter is come, whom I have sent unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, and if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Paul also said in Romans chapter 6, verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is alive within every Christian believer. Therefore, Jesus is working to develop our character. And our character has to do with being right, morally upright, honest, ethical, and loving. And this is how we develop our character based upon the Word of God. We are to control our thoughts, motive, intention, desires, and action. In Philippians chapter 8, chapter 4, verse 8, Paul said this here to the Philippian Christians, and Christians everywhere, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So think on these things. We are also, in developing our character, we are to guard our heart. Guard our heart. Matthew said this in Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 to 20. But the old thing which proceedeth out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Defile has to do with making unclean, impure, to dishonor, and to corrupt. And then in verse 19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but the evil unwashing hand defileth not a man. Also, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, keep good company. We are to keep ourselves in good company. We have to be careful of the company that we keep. Somebody's going to influence somebody. And Christian, we want to influence others, in particular those who are not Christian, to become Christian. So let us not be around bad company, because if we're not careful, they can influence us to become defiled. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, the integrity of the upright shall guard thee. Honesty is the only policy. The integrity of the upright people will guide and keep them on the right track. Martin Luther King Jr. said, it is always right to do what is right. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, he that walketh upright walketh surely. There is safety and security in an upright life. A life of deception will be found out and exposed. Life is so much better when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. And that old familiar hymn, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy than to trust and obey. Also, Jesus is at work, empowering our obedience. Empower has to do with giving someone the power to do something, to make one stronger and more confident. So therefore, Jesus empowered believers to be obedient in the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowered believers when they follow the Word of God. When we follow the Word of God, we are being obedient to God. And that means we seek to satisfy God, and we seek to please God. And when we are obedient to the Word of God, just a few points. When we are obedient, we will love Christ supremely, loving the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then also, this empowerment has to do with we will love others. Our heart will be overflowing with love for others. And then also, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, would empower us to have a forgiving spirit to forgive those who hurt us. So therefore, let us be devoted to prayer. Let us study the Word of God. And then let us share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a lost and dying world. So Jesus is alive within every believer. Jesus is alive, and the Holy Spirit is dwelling in every Christian believer. Next, Jesus is making intercessions for us. Intercession means praying on behalf of others, interceding between parties, making petition on behalf of others. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ is our intercessor. In the Gospel of John, John chapter 16, verse 23, it reads, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give unto you." So Jesus is the intercessor between us and God the Father. Jesus is making requests on our behalf and bringing our prayers to God. Jesus also, he prays for us when we are tempted. In John chapter 17, verse 15, Jesus praying for the disciples, but he's also praying for us when we're tempted. "I pray that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil." Keep them from evil. Jesus is praying for us, and God has promised that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond our power. He will always make a way of escape. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 13, "There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it." We can if we do sin. However, we do not have to sin. We can just say no to temptation. So Jesus is alive within every believer. Jesus makes intercession for us. Jesus is the go-between between us and God. Next, Jesus is our advocate when we sin. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Advocate is one who speaks in behalf of another, on behalf of another, one called alongside, or one called to a person's defense. Jesus is our advocate. Jesus pleads to the Father for us when we have sinned. Jesus asked the Father to forgive us for his sake. It is because of who Jesus is and what he done that God forgive us for our sin. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." It is for Christ's sake that God forgive us of our sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." As Christians, members of the family of God, we should not practice sinning. A child of God will want to please God in all that he does. That's in word, deeds, and action. Pleasing God, pleasing God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Well, why do we need an advocate? Why do we need Jesus as an advocate? And this is the reason why we need an advocate. Because we have an enemy. And our enemy is called Satan. Satan, he dislikes God, and he dislikes every child of God. Satan does all that he can to get us to do wrong. And Satan does all that he can to keep us from living a life that is pleasing unto God. Satan is not our friend. He is our enemy. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hand, which are the figures of the true, but in heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. Satan is our enemy. Christ is our friend. Christ is our Savior. Christ is in the presence of God for us, advocating for us, our intercessor. Jesus the advocate paid the price for our sin. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Christ died for us. Christ is alive within every believer. Jesus is making intercession for us. Jesus is our advocate when we sin. And lastly, Jesus is preparing a place for us in heaven. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus at the right hand of the Father in heaven, carrying out the will of his Father. We should also be carrying out the will of the Father on earth in light of Christ's return. And Jesus Christ is coming back again. In verse 2, we notice Jesus made some promises about his, this passage we just read, Jesus made some promises about his coming. In verse 2, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And Jesus is preparing a place for Christian believers. Next, verse 3, Jesus said, I will come again. Jesus promised to come again. And also in verse 3, Jesus promised that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus is in heaven and is exactly where we shall be. One day we will be with our precious Jesus forever. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Being and spending an eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in heaven. Jesus saved us. He forgave our sins. And he delivered us from the bondage of sin, of death, and of hell. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome Savior. So while we're waiting on return of Jesus Christ, let us live with expectation that Christ may return at any moment. Remember, he will return as a thief in the night. In an hour when you think not, and as the day of Noah were. So let us always be expecting Jesus Christ to come back at any moment. Jesus is at work. He lives within every believer. He is our intercessor. He's our advocate. And he's preparing a place for us. And one day, someday, Jesus Christ is returning to take us home to heaven. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is wrong. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, evil passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. We're going to cover the Romans road to salvation. And if you're lost, make today the day of salvation. Perhaps you might be saying, well, I'm a good person. But the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's in Romans 3:10, but also in Romans 3:23, it states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No matter how good you are, how much you help the community, you still need the Savior called Jesus Christ for eternal life. Well, you might be asking yourself, is sin really that big a deal? But Romans 6:23 tells us this, for the wages of sin is death. Talking about death, eternal separation from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So is sin a big deal? Yes, it is. It cost Jesus Christ his life. Jesus died for our sin. Jesus died in our place. Why would Jesus die in my place? But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How can I be saved? Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then you may ask the question, will God accept me? Yes, he will. Why? Because of Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No excuse. I urge you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Do it today. Don't delay. Folks, just pray to, just moving over the Romans Road, just pray the prayer. Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead. I believe he paid the price of my sin and purchased my salvation. I repent of my unbelief and place my trust in him and ask him to forgive me and save me. I claim him as my Savior and ask him into my heart and life. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, salvation is free. You can't earn it. You don't have to work for it. It's free. Jesus paid it all, and he paid our sin debt in full. I want to thank you once again for worshiping online with Corinth Christian Fellowship. We're located at 306 East Jefferson Street in Quincy, Florida. I want you to invite your friends, relatives, co-workers, and whomever you have the opportunity to invite to worship with online. And then we hope we'll be worshiping very, very soon, face-to-face again. Our church services on the first, second, third, and fourth Sunday beginning at 10:30, and our Bible studies on Wednesday evenings beginning at 5 p.m., and we look forward to seeing you. God bless you.